Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Wicker. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Burda. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Pena. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Morris. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, John Morris. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Severson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into right field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards short. Severson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0 for 1 in the game. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berta hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 1 in the game. Severson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Severson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to third. Otis moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wicker. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Kelly scores. Otis scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Piniella moves to third. Schall moves to second. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 2 in the game. Severson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella scores. Schall scores. Rodriguez moves to third. Severson moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Gene Brabander now pitching. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 2 in the game. Drago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0 for 2 in the game. Wicker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Royals. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Rojas moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas scores. Otis moves to second. It's 6-2, Royals. Wayne Twichell now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 7-2, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wicker. Schall reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. Piniella goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Royals. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Severson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schall scores. It's 10-2, Royals. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 3 in the game. Drago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Spriggs now playing right field. Tommy Macek now playing second base. Pat Kelly now playing center field. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Macek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Wayne Twichell. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Stanley pinch runs for Tito Francona. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Fred Stanley now playing second base. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Gus Gill now playing third base. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wicker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.